like a single point here tonight in Washington. Just first of all, thought on the way this one played out tonight.
They were better than us the first half. We were better than them the second half.
What did you like about what your club was able to do in the third period to force the extra time?
We got going the second half of the second period, and we were just all over the puck. You know, they were able to make any clean passes. They were bobbling pucks. We had plenty of chances to win this game.
Tough to find much of a rhythm in the first with five penalties called, or just didn't seem like there was as much flow as a normal game maybe would be.
Yeah, it was a little bit dull. It's just kind of the way these games have been going. So I thought we did a good job staying with it and found our game there.
Finding a point, I mean, that's something that's positive for the group, I guess, right? Scoring late.
Yeah, it just, you know, we were better than they were the second half, and I think the general feeling is disappointment. You know, thought we should have probably got two there, but put yourself down in a tough building, it's a tough team. It's a lot to ask for, but it was there for us. Just weren't able to do it.
In a game like this, where Ovechkin gets 600, add some extra emotion to a game when a player hits a milestone like that.
Well, he plays for the other team, so not really.
In terms of on the other team trying to ramp up your guys' game to match that, can that be something that motivates?
I don't think anyone in our room had, it wasn't talked about, trying to keep him off the board or where he stood in terms of career goals. Obviously, every time you play this team, you have a tremendous amount of respect for where he is on the ice and what he's able to do. 600 goals is incredible, especially at his age. So wasn't something we focused on, but I'm sure every guy probably acknowledged it sometime on the ice. Congrats. It's pretty rare, accomplishment, especially nowadays.
Appreciate it.
Yep.